Today we're going to, I guess, jump over a couple of nyanim, reisam of dalav, reisam of hey. Meinin lini boisin in what we did last time. We mentioned last time a kesef akachim who says he wanted to tie up with a sma, but his yisoid was that if there's an umdana that you're going to zichah be matzal, so then, and you're supposed to be moitzi the yitzoyis for that umdana, because you have a chiv hashav saveda, so then if you're not matzal, you still deserve to get paid. Doesn't say exactly what you deserve to get paid. Okay, we'll see in a second. But at least he says that the lamda says that hayoyis is a chiv hashavas aveda, because you have the umdana that you will be matzal, you will be reimbursed. So memelo, you're sort of a yoyi b'shus, you're sort of doing something up here b'shus atari, you have a chiv to do it actually. You got to do it memelo, you deserve to get paid. Even if you're not matzal, you deserve to get paid. And I mentioned that Pashas, what he means to say that if you're not matzal, you still deserve to get paid, not only your schare, but even your itzais in Gantan, even more than what this man was saying over there. And the svara is because you're yared b'shus. Vivait, you have a chiv min atayr to go down to do it. You have a chiv b'shus aved, it's a yared b'shus atayr. It's a lashon that Achrenim use. You're yared b'shus atayr, you have to go down. The halacha by yared b'shus is that you get itzais of even if it's yesa ala shvach. So to here, even if, let's say, the shvach is nothing because you taka were not matzal, but you deserve to get your tzoyis even if it's yesa ala shvach. So b'meila, you're going to be getting it. That's what it says in Shinayin Hay. So b'meila, you should be getting it. And I said, the teda, it's l'chayr, it has to be like that, because if you will, on the tzad that you won't be matzal, on the tzad that you're not going to be matzal, you won't be reimbursed for the extra amount, then vaitas, trik shvach, why would I have a chiva hashavas aveda? End up, I might try to save this item, not win, that's a 1 in 100, I won't be successful, and then I'll lose money. So I'm going to lose money. So are you talking? The Torah is not going to tell me to be chiv and hashavas aveda if I'm going to end up losing. So you tell the last time that maybe no, maybe you have to reckon with that 1%. Okay, whatever it is, but at least in svara it should be like that, because you have a din of yared b'shus. Yared b'shus atar. You have a chiv hashavas. So Mamela, that's why you deserve to get paid. Same svara he has, why he knows he deserves to get paid schara, he's also going to say he deserves to get paid haitzoisav. Okay, that's a kesa kachim. But I want to really take out the other nakuda. The nakuda b'teich dvar v'inam lam fa'pashis. That whenever you have an umdana that you're going to be able to be matzil, you have a chiv, hashavis aveda midrais, you have a chiv to be moitzi haitzois, to be able to save the item. Haitzois atayna the kesa kachim. And as long as this is, because if I'm going to zikha save, I'll be reimbursed. It means any time I'm going to be mitzvah tzoyis, well, zikha be reimbursed, then I have a chiv hashava, midarais, a chiv hashava saveda, to be mitzvah those tzoyis. Huh? Where? So that's what I want to go into. That's why I want to dial into number 8. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. It's pashut, not so pashut. Okay, let's just take it slowly. Fine. Let's just see if this halacha is true, and we're going to see the number of variables and again even halacha lemaisa, sai ben hashavas momin, shai ben hashavas guf nefashis, so you're not talakol and you get into an accident chulila. Or you have to be mitzvah tzayis to save somebody, are you going to be reimbursed for those tzayis even if you're not matzel? Alright, let's start. There's a Torah at the end of Reish Ayin Dalid, and the Ramon Reish Samak Dalid over here, Mamish and Sif Dalid, that brings in a machloikis, ayim b'chiv to be shev v'chiyenoi, to be matzel divshel shachaver. A guy comes over to you, his cut is broken, his honey is being lost, and he's coming over to you, desayim in toiva. I need your chavis, well, my chavis filled with wine, so pour out your wine, I'll reimburse you. And do you have a chiv hashava? Now, obviously, he's doing it amanas, so he's going to be paid back, right? Whatever he's throwing out his wine, whatever the wine is valued, $10, he'll give you the $10 kedei to save his $50 worth of dvash. And on that is brought down, the Torah and the Ramah bring down 2 days whether you have a chiv. The Rosh holds, the day of Kamaisa holds that you're mechuyiv, and the other Shita holds that you're not mechuyiv. So it's 2 days if I'm mechuyiv to spill out my wine. Even I'm anas that I'll be reimbursed for that wine in order to save. Yet in Reisa Mechesef Hey, there's a halacha that if somebody is Isaac bin Malacha, he plans on profiting today $100, and you want me to save, I'm the guy, and you want me to save the item, very nice, but I don't want to lose my $100. Okay, fine, so the Bailam I'm masna with him, or with Bezdin, that you'll get your day's pay, your $100 is secure, don't worry about it, you're going to get it, it's guaranteed, you'll get it, and now I have a chiv midaraisa to give up my day's work, to save your item and collect $100 from you later on. So Parshas, now you have a stira. Here you have a halach in Reis HaMachay, that you are mechuyif to give up your money to be reimbursed, and you have a chiv hashav ezaveda. There's no 2 days. It's muskum lakol that you have a chiv hashav ezaveda. Yet by Dvash and Yain, there are 2 days, there's a shita who holds that you're not mechuyif, that I'm not mechuyif to give up my Yain, even if you're going to reimburse me. I stira. So who has the stira? The sma. Okay, so the preacher in the sma asks the stira, and is mechalak the following. The b'yisoid, really, I am mechuyif to be meitzi etzayis. I'm an asli shtalim to be meitzav avedim. Yain and dvash is cholok because very tzadim mekav shelo yesirim metzicha kam shachaveri. I'm losing my chosh of a wine. You're going to give me as much money or even your own homemade wine is not going to help me. I want my wine. My wine is worth to me. So whatever you're going to pay me is not going to be mashlem my hefsid. But meila, there you have 2 days. The second day holds that you're potter. You don't have a chiv hashava because I'm not going to get my wine. You're not reimbursing me my wine. My shenken, if it's just dollars and cents, how much money I spend, avada, I'm mechuyev to spend money in order to be, I'm asked to be reimbursed in order to save your item. Hazai Kum Toi is from the Prisha and the Sma. And you can look at the Bach and Reis HaMachay as well. All right. Hazai Kum Toi. Now, Memela, this stems with the Ketzer Kachem. So too, if you have an Umdeno, that your Zichah going to be Matzel. And Memela, if you have such an Umdeno, I'll Zichah be reimbursed from my Yetzayis. If I'm Zichah going to be reimbursed from my Yetzayis. So then, Dosh Dei, that whenever you're going to be reimbursed from Yetzayis, either you're Masna with the Baalim, or you're Masna with Bezdin, or this case, it's an Umdeno, and you'll Zichah be able to get paid for those atzois, then avado, you have a chiv hashavas aveda. All right, as I come to us now from the prisha, sma and the kesav kachim. A yisoid lechera, a yisoid in chiv hashavas aveda. And I want to show you that this yisoid is not only far from pashut, it's probably not lahalacha. All right, let's start. Lechera, what are you going to do with the gemara? There's a gemara that says we have someone here, someone that's ready. There's a gemara that says that shem mechinam. And the Shem Masacha that they have, he's a Raya, he's Hayyulay Lakadim Bereim of Amakli. Shem Mechinim Bechinim, Shem Masacha is Beschar. And we mentioned last time from the Meiri and others, the Chaim Shaw, whatever, that Avada, when the Gemara is talking about Shem Masacha Beschar, is talking about only if you're going to hire somebody, that you're only going to pay that guy on Manash Yatza, because if you're going to pay that guy, even if you're not going to save, even if he's not going to save the item, the Baalim can end up losing out more than they're supposed to. They're going to lose the item plus this guy. So Avada the Gemara is talking about only that you hide the person amanah shayatza. So there's no, you're sort of covered. There's no way that you're going to lose out, because whatever you spend, you only spend if you're successful, and whatever you spend, you'll be reimbursed from the mafkid. Altus gavaldik shteit in the Gemara shemesach is mechuyif to do that. But nevertheless, shteit in the Gemara shemechinam is pata. Shemechinam is not mechuyif to do that. Shemechinam bechinam. He's not mechuyif to hire Royim, to hire somebody, like Adam Royim and Maklos, even though he's guaranteed that he'll never get a loss. Because he's going to hire him only on Menashe Yishtalim, and he'll zich be reimbursed from the Baalim. And the nevertheless states in the Gemara that he's not mechiv to do so. So, Dami Hoche out, Chiv Shmi is not mechiv to do so. But what happened to the Algamin Adina, Shavaz Aveda? He should be just like me and you, an innocent bystander, sees Nebuch the Zevim coming, and the sheep are going to be supper. And I have to be hoyel lekadim mareivim maklas, even if they have to hire somebody. What's going on? Avada the shem mechinim, she have a chiv midarais of ashoves aveda to hire somebody, because
he's not going to have to pay.
Sorry,
he's not going to have to pay if he doesn't do it.
Very good. Okay, we'll get it. Very good. So let me just get the kasha. The kasha is a chayy. It's a fusha gemara faket. That means if you hold it, you have such a chiv. Then the chayy, what are you going to do here? So you want to your machav into a nesivis. Nesivis says kuch chav ches siv gimel siv katan gimel. Nesivis asked a similar question roundabout, but it's beside the same question. And then nesivis says enachanami avad hashem mechinim is mechuyif to do it. And hoyeloy lekadim b'reim of a makleis b'schar al sepasha enachanami, like we see by shavas aveda by the case of dvash and yain avad you mechuyif to do it. Just the only chiluk is that the gemara means to say that if you don't do it, you're not going to have chiyuv yishemim. Chiyuv yishemim was only for hashem mezaka, but hashem mechinim who mechilchus chiyuv yishemim is not mechuyif to do it. So mele if he's pasha, if he doesn't do it, it's not considered pshia. He's not chay. But if you want to know, was he even Issa Daraisa? Avadi was even Issa Daraisa. Avadi has to clap al chayda. Avadi did something terrible, and Avadi should have saved the item. Isaiah Zokt in Nesivis. What does he mean? It means the Pasha to the Pshan in Nesivis means that there's a chiluk chiyuve hashav ezaved and a chiluk from chiyuve shemim. Chiyuve shemim have one level, and where shemim would be pata, Memelo, he's not achray. And the chiv of shavas avedi is even a greater chiv. And in the chiv of tuchus shavas avedi mechui. But look, if a guy is stealing, if I'm an innocent bystander and I don't save the item, I'm also not achray. Even though if the person was even is a deraisa, but he's not achray if the item gets lost because he's not a shayma. That's part of shanu nazivis. There is a different mishpat. You can look in kuf chav ches of kam beis and the reish tadi aleph of kam vav says the same thing. He has somehow. You can look it up and good luck. He has somehow that in Hilchus Shomrim, you're mechuyev lechatchila to save, but not b'diavad. B'diavad, you're not going to be chayv, but in as Hilchus Shomrim, you're mechuyev to save lechatchila.
The mark of your part of Shabbos is such an Indian of hiring, getting someone else to do it. After that question.
If it's a, if that's his chvoidei, why not?
That's a question.
I hear. Oh, you have. I hear. Okay. Who?
Derech
Lechem. Oh, Erech Lechem. Erech Marikash. Okay, good. Fine. Lemaisa. So what comes out? What comes out is a novel pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says Shem Mechinim is Bechinim. It's really not true. Shem Mechinim is really Beschar also. Just he's not going to be chayif for it, but he's really, really mechuyev to do Beschar as well. Just he's not chayif. Okay, it's very nice, but if you could look in the Zayzog, not for now, but you could look afterwards. Look up a Taisis in the Rosh. I'm sure you saw it in Bavakam and Nunchesim and Aleph, that long Taisis in the Rosh. And you could look also in the Ritva and the Piskariyos over there in the Gemara and Bamatit, and the Gemara and Beis, when it says Shemachinim Bechinim, and it's unfortunate, all these are Shainim, that when it says Shemachinim Bechinim means he's not Mechuyiv to go, Lechatchila. He does not have to save. Lechatchil, he's not mechuyev to save. Not just, he is mechuyev to save, just b'di'evet, he's not chayev. Lechatchil, he does not have to save. Memela, tzrik shred akasha, see if it's a chayev, not like the Rishayim, tzrik shred akasha, what's going on? If there's such a concept that I'm mechuyev to be meitzei etzois, to save, so da'am mehochi, the pasha of shayimrim, I should have a chiv midarais, al tzor shavis aved, I should have to save. Tzorchi in gadol. All right. So I want to tell you, which the Olam probably saw already, because now you have this Heintag HaSeifers, but the Olam, there's an Achi Yezen. The Achi Yezen, Chelek Gimel, Simen Vav, says, Nishrektik, no such thing. The Hilchus of Shomer Aveda, the Parsha of Chiv HaShavetz Aveda, is not greater than the Parsha of Shomerim. And if Shomerim, Al Shemechinim would be Pata, and you wouldn't have a chiv, avad HaShavetz Aveda doesn't have the chiv as well. Memela, if a Shemachinam is not mechuyev to be Maitzi Aitzayis, why? Because Shemachinam is Mechinam? Then Al Tilchus HaShavetz Aveda also, you are not mechuyev to be Maitzi Aitzayis in order to save an Aveda. It's not like the Achi Ezer. It says it over there, no, it's Gimel and no, it's Ayin.
And if you would have taken nothing, you would be mechuyev.
No, if I'm nothing, I'm not mechuyev.
Because it can't be better than
a Shemachim. Right. My Chiyuvim, the Pasha of HaShavetz Aved wasn't as Chadish, a greater degree of Chiyuvim than the Pasha of Shemrim. So if I look at Pasha Shemachim, I see that a Shemachim is not Mechuyiv to do a Bischar, then me, even an innocent bystander, the Pasha of HaShavetz Aved cannot be Mechayiv somebody to be Moitze Yetzais to save. If I have to be Moitze Yetzais, I'm Pata. I am not Mechuyiv to do that to save your item. It's not part of my Chiyuvim.
Well, giving a Chavit Somer is called Pshir?
Sorry?
Leaving a chayvet somer and not picking it up is called a b'shir. I mean, if it wouldn't be a b'shir, then
right,
would be allowed to leave it there.
Right. So
it's just leaving it there is called b'shir.
A b'shir. I mean, if you have a shayma, if you'd be a shayma, you're allowed to leave it there. No. But if you have to, if you have to spend money for that, you're not mechuyev to spend money. Who? Yeah. Once I pick it up, you mean?
Once
I pick it up, till I pick it up, I'm not answering nothing. Nothing. The whole thing doesn't count. All right. Now the ma'ase is.
What's the yafusa?
What? The Achi Ezer?
Yeah.
What's the yafusa the other way?
What?
For, which way needs the yafusa?
This way.
I think the other way needs the yafusa. I have a chiva shava, and I'm not mechuyev to spend money to save. And I have a raya. Just like Shem Mechinim is not mechuyev, why should Shem Mechinim
have made it?
Sorry?
You're getting your money back.
Shem Mechinim is also getting his money back. He's not mechuyev. But Shem Mechinim, if it would be...
The
Gedo of Shem Zed cannot be more than a Pash Shem Mechinim. You see how vite Yechiv Shemira is. How could the Torah be Mechinim? How? The Torah could do whatever he wants. But in Mistavr, the Torah wasn't Mechayiv more.
Shemira is a benonimous word. It's what you owe him for your Kabbalah Shemira. This is a mitzvah that the Torah said you should be
matzal
against his mom.
But the Torah didn't make you be mitzvah yitzayis for that. If it's no loss, only tercha, that you're mechuyev to do, but mitzvah yitzayis. All right. Now, Lamaisa is just in case you're going to tie the Achiezer, can't argue with this man. I probably agree with you on that one. It's difficult. But there's a Chuvis Beis Yankiv, a Kadmon. And you can look it up, there are about 20 of them, but in the one in Tzaizma, it doesn't have a last name. It was printed in the 1600s. Over there in Simen Nun, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Gimel, over there he says, Mufurish, like the Azachiyazah, you are not Mukhuyiv to be Moitzi Mamin, even if you're going to get reimbursed. You are not Mukhuyiv to be Moitzi Mamin in order to be Meshav Aveda. That's not part of Yechiv HaShava. For that, you're not Mechuyiv. In other words, the Achiezer and the Beis Yaakov, not only is Mechuyiv, whatever, it's not like the Prishon Usmat, so it's not like Kesef Kodra. I mean, they're all the same. Even if you're Zichah, going to get back your money, even if you're Mechuyiv, you're going to get back your money, still, you're not Mechuyiv to be Meitzi Yitzayis to save someone's Aveda. So what's going to go back to the halacha? I stay to halacha that if someone is getting a day's wage is $100 today, and I have to mechuyev to give it up because you're going to pay me. I was master my bialim. Achez mefush keneged mefush am shulchan aruch. How could that be? Teretz is, I want to say two chilukim. One's better than the other in the achezah. But the first teretz is that there's a chilik when I have to be meitzi haitzayis, take out money that's in my pocket and be meitzi it, or just minyas harevak. I could work today and make money. So that's very nice, but you could also work for me and save my Aveda and also make money. You'll make the same money. Memela, are you losing your day's wages? That's only Menitza Revek. That's not considered you a Maitzi Shaloi. If you have to take money out of your pocket and hire somebody, that's Maitzi Mishaloi, that you're not Mechuyiv to do. You're not even Mechuyiv to sort of lend the money because you plan on getting it back. Not Mechuyiv even to extend the money. Mashenkin over there, it's only Menitza Revek that you're Mechuyiv to do. That's one shot. And that would be, if that would be the case, it would be a very geshmak, a chilek between, right, the preacher has to steer between the case of Dvash and the case of Isaac B'malacha, or Isaac B'malacha, the case is talking about where it's only Menias HaRevach. So that's why you have a chiv l'kula yama. Mashenkin, by the case of yain and dvash, we have to lose your wine that you've been moitzi money. That's why there's a shita hoza, you're not mechuyiv to do it. Shem Mechidim is the Menias HaRevach,
you can talk to by Shem Mechidim?
if
there'll be a Menias HaRevach, maybe. Maybe.
I mean, that's
what should come out. Yes, 100%. Yeah. Right. Another pshat, which is maybe not so geshmak in the Achiezer, it's a little different, and that is that Vince, what's the lumdah? Why is it considered a hefsed mamon when I'm being mitzi mois and I'm getting it back? There it is, Kolman, I didn't get it back. Right now, I'm being mitzi mois. So, Bishlam, if I have something, I got to be Moitzi, it's in a Hanami right now, until I get it back, I'm considered to have some money, I'm not Mechuyiv to do that. My chain came by my day's work, I didn't get paid yet, right? So I didn't get paid. My whole shayla is, who do I collect the money from? Do I go to my employer, or do I go to you, my new employer? So for that, there's no shirt off my back. The same tich I have to do to collect my money, I'm going to have to do, I have to collect it either from him. It means the collection I have to do, saivi. So Mamela, it's the same thing. Mashenkin over here that I have to be Moitzi Yitzayis and now collect, that is considered Hefsid, because till now I had money without collecting it, and now I got to get, in order to get my money back, I got to collect it, I got to be Matriach to get it from you. So that's considered a Hefsid. I'm not Mechuyiv to be Moitzi Yitzayis. Either way, either Chilek you're going to say, that will be a teretz to the seer between Reis HaMakdal and Reis HaMakhev. By Dvash and Yain, you're being Moitzi something, you're losing your wine, Mamela, you're not Mechuyiv. Mashenkin, by the case of Isaac B'malacha over there, you're not losing anything, you're not being moitzi anything right now. Mamelu you have a chiv midaraisa.
What about the chiv of Ligdar by character?
The what? It
says that the raw man should be born, chiv Ligdar before.
Yeah, and it costs money?
Together? I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you're restructuring the gather, maybe you have your own gather, you're moving, or maybe taking. Right. Right. So you take those piece of woods or the sand and you big dig a ditch, you take a wood, a trees, and you make a stones. I don't know. You ever make a campfire? Thing, that's a, you do it. I have to know how high the nor and how strong. Yeah. All right. I still had a shtimit with the first day by Shefech Yain, that the first day holds that even Shefech Yain Mechuyiv. So that, you see, it's Machlekes Achronim. Many Achronim learned that it's Bezunder Adin by Shefech Yain, a special Tanai Bezdin. And it's nowhere else. Only by Shefech Yain. There's a special takona that they made, Tanai Bezdin, that you're supposed to be Shefech Yain, Kedei Lahatzel Zon's Dvash. But all over, and Echanami Yepata, because you never Mechuyiv to be Meitzi Yetzois. And that's not Midaraisa, that's only out of Tanai Bezdin.
The Shach puts together the Tzidin.
which they tzushtel it, right? Good. Isaac Mamalaka. Right? I don't know, but there's a makleket here now, right? You're just making ayin over there that you just have to be mevar and miyashav the two. All right, fine. Let's move on. There's a meram lublin in avei dezar that chavovim and beis.
So that again, the kudah makes it a makleket over there because they can say nichlu biayinshli.
That's what the preacher says. Right. That's the smaz teretz, and I'm telling you that from the Achiezer and the Beis Yankov, not like that.
So takana is dafke bayayin.
And I think it's a gemara. Gemara is by Shem Achinam.
Takana is dafke bayayin and not by all the money.
Correct.
Or why dafke
bayayin? Okay, that's a good question. Why they made tonight bed? Maybe that was shchir then.
Right.
But the olden days for sure was like that, right? And that was that. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. That I don't know. But these type of cases, maybe you want to say limited katan chavis. But the, why did Gemara pick that case? If I said it was a double hashkiyak, right? All right. Just press for time, Ishtika. Let me move on. There's a meram leblinen of a dezar dachavav mebeis. Ask the following shaila. It's a velt kasha. Why do you need a pasuk to be marbe a chiv hashavas aguf? I'm mechiv to be matzel sakonas nafashes. Typically, a kavachayim. I'm mechiv to save your money. Kosh can I mechiv to save your guf? And for the Meram Lublin, Geshmak Eteretz, by Chiv Hashavas Mamin, you're not mechuyev to spend money to save. I'm not mechuyev to hire poilim to save your to spend money to meet your place to save your thing. Meshen came by Hashavas Guf, Avada states in the Sanhedrin, Avada mechuyev to even spend money to be matzah from Sakonis Nefashis. Good, very Pasha Eteretz. Frekta Vavi Amudim. Here's the following shaila. And you could look it up in the end of Simon Reish Ayin on, he's a sefer on, what is it, on Yerim, I think, whatever, on the one of those, so the Vavi Munim says like this, he says, if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara has two psukim, one is a Samar Adam Reacha, and one is a Shevoi Salai. Gemara himself is, why do you need both? I would say that's only regular, but not to spend money. I need the extra parts of the Sama Dam Recha. They're supposed to be agree, to even hire poilim. But you see, the Gemara said that the first part of Hashavai Salah is only coming without the spending the money. So back to the drawing board, back to Ram Lublin's Kasha. So what do you need that Hashavai Salah for? Typically, Yatzakavachayma from Hashavai's moment. And what's his teres? Because he could spend the money. No, the first part is coming without spending the money. Mamish, because a Gemara Mufresh is not like the Ram Lublin. Took a leg, but yeah, so Gemara Mufresh is not like the Ram Lublin. He says the whole pasuk is coming too when it's for spending money, and the Gemara says the pasuk coming when it's you're not spending money. So I want to tell you that no, the hakashi yitzchak nishton. The Meram Lublin means the achiezer. Avada, the loisam adam reich is mechadish that you're mechuyev to spend money even if you're not going to get reimbursed. As I talk to the rishonim, it's pashut, but that's what the rishonim say in the sugya. And you're mechuyev to spend money even if you're never going to get reimbursed. Without Lois Hamadam Reacha, why would I have said? I'd have said you're only mechuyev to spend money if you're going to get reimbursed. Because when you're going to get reimbursed, it means you're not mechuyev to lose money in your chiyev atzala. I'll spend the money, I'll get reimbursed. But even that I can't learn out from a Shabbos Mamin. That's like the Meram Lublin. By Shabbos Mamin, you only see mechuyev to save. Zehu. I'm not mechuyev to be mitzvah tzitzis, even I'm nas l'shtale. But by Shabbos Haguf, Sakonis Nefashis, I'm mechuyev to spend money. I'm an Asa Lishtalim. And the extra pasuk, Sam Dam Arecha, said I'm a chit to spend money, even Shulam an Asa Lishtalim. But then it's very geshmat. The Melman is very poshut a chilek, very poshut a teretz. And Araya, not only is it Achiez, but the base anchor, now you have Ram Lublin as well, that you see that the pashas he held, that the pasha of Hashavah's money, Mammon, wasn't, you're not even a chit to be Maitz Mammon, even an Asa Lishtalim to say. And you have the Vavi Amudim, not for Kert, you have the Vavi Amudim who didn't want or didn't have that the Meram Lublin wasn't talking about this type of Nasr Shayim. He thought he was talking about the real, full, blown out Agri, Mega Agri. All right. Good. Now, even in the Kesa Kochim, let me take this, and this is very Negea. Here goes. You ready? Even in the Kesa Kochim, who holds that you're Mechuyiv to spend money, I'm a Naslish darling. Where's the umdana, whatever, this preacher, right? He said, when the umdana, you know you're going to be reimbursed, you're mechuyev to spend the money. Even like the Kesa Kochim, I would like to say that's very geshmak. Why? There's a nesivis, that the nesivis says in Shin Gimel, the nesivis says that din of Shem Esacha Beschad, that Shem Esacha is mechuyev to be mighty moment to save, so the nesivis you should know, is only when you're certainly going to save. So we discussed the same halacha from the Meiri and the Chaim Shaul, but Nesivis says for two different reasons, slightly different reasons than the Meiri. He says one of his reasons is you should know, because a Shem Mesacha is never mechuyev to save something and spend money if he's not guaranteed pay. Promise pay and guaranteed pay is two different things. The guy could promise me and owe me the money. I'm not mechuyev to be mighty moment unless I have a mashkin. Unless I am guaranteed, I will not lose money from the deal. So he says that if you have a chance that you won't save, you're not mechuyev to do it. Because even if the Bailam would reimburse you for it, means theoretically, let's say they would have a chiyuv to reimburse you, but you're not guaranteed that payment. Bishloima, if you will zikha save, so you always have the item, the pekodin itself, as your mashkin. I'll zikha save the animal, and if the guy doesn't want to pay me, I'm not giving him back his animal. And obviously, I'm not going to be mitzvah, it says more than the animal, because that's anyway the halacha. So memela, I always have a built-in mashkin. But to put my money on the line, even though the guy's mechuyev to pay me back, I am not mechuyev to put my money on the line. As I said to Nesivis. Memela. In the chayre, I mean, that means even in Shem Mesacha Beskari is like that. So it's the same type of kash you have before. What happened to I did not Shavuz Aveda? But Mamedi could say that the same thing by Shavuz Aveda. Even if I'm mechuyev to spend money, let's say like the other sheet is, that's only if I'm going to be guaranteed a mashkin of its payment. So Bishlam, if I save a chayfetz, the chayfetz is going to be my mashkin. But if I save a mensch, where's my mashkin? He's going to be my evid. I save the person. So I don't have my mashkin. So I am not mechuyev to spend the money, even though he's zichah mechuyev to pay me back, I am not mechuyev to put my money on the line. So me'er zoktim ram loblin, in ram loblin, without ram loblin, the reason why you can't learn that from a shavis mamin, because a shavis mamin, let's mezav, you're mechuyev to save. But you're only mechuyev to save when you have a mashkin that's guaranteeing payment. So by a shavis or gufa, I don't have the mashkin, I wouldn't be mechuyev to do it. Comes along the pasuk, the first pasuk, and says, no, you're mechuyev to be mitzvah tzais if he's mechuyev to pay you back, even if you're not guaranteed. Comes along the second pasuk and says, no, you're mechuyev to be mitzvah tzais nefashim even if he's never going to pay you back. But even the first step is a chiddush, which means even the first step is past hatzolus mamon. By hatzolus mamon, you have a built-in mashkin. By hatzolus aguf, you don't have a built-in mashkin. It's very gishmak. Good?
He's tough
as because he has it as a mashkin. I hear. If he was moitzei tzois, he means. If he's moitzei tzois. I hear. It's anyway a shem asachar. I mean, even though the other sheet is, I hear. I hear. No, it doesn't make you a shoyo. All right, next. So now it's very geschmack, right? So now we understand that you're not mechuyev to ever save somebody's money, even on the shitas hamechayvim, you're not mechuyev to do it unless you built in, you have a mashkin, right? So the case of misaseh, goyisuk mumlach is not shver, because you're never really moitzei the tzais to begin with, nishkafeluch. It's Meniz Revok, so some try to have to get guaranteed. The same guarantee I have for my employer, I have from you. I mean, there's no guarantee anyway. But the case of Dvash, what's the case? Either Rosh says over there, the first sheet holds a mechiv to give up my yayin. It's not guaranteed I'm going to get paid back. Right? Pashtus, the mechab is the case is talking about, Shulchanok is talking about, even if I'm not guaranteed I was a savior Dvash. Nevertheless, right? Let's say I blow it. I don't save your Dvash. I tried my best and somehow I couldn't save your Dvash. What's the halacha? Pashtus, you're still mechiv to do it, right? Pashas. I mean, it doesn't make a chilek, right? And so I'm not guaranteed payment, and yet that first sheet holds that you're mechuyev. So I would tell you again, you say that no problem, because it's a tonight. Oh, why? What's the problem? But maybe I won't be saying. Oh, so you want to say it's talking about a case only if I'm guaranteed payment. Okay, we'll see in a second. Good. Fine. So you could say right to the same teretz. That's a miyuchad dekedin. It's a tnai bezin dafka by dvash and yain. Staka, don't learn out from here to anywhere else because it's a miyuchad dekedin over here by dvash and yain. Oh, but the problem is that the nesivis himself in kufchav ches, the one from Sivgan Gimel, that other one says lehedi that tnai bezin by dvash and yain. We learn out lekala tayakula. So he's not going to have this eitza. So you're going to force to say like Yosef that is going.
What's kala tayakula?
Any other case that you could be mighty mama to save somebody else's hefsed, you're mechuyev to do. He says it lehedya. We learn how, whatever. Right, he says it lehedya. It's b'chol davar. So if that's the case, again, what's this? So you're going to be forced to say that this case of dvash, davar chadash, y'all hold this pasha, but it's a davar chadash, that this whole case of yayin and dvash is only if you're guaranteed that you're going to be able to save dvash. And that means, let me just spring it out, that means if bishloim, if I'm saving your dvash, So then I'm going to have the dvash in my barrel, and I have a mashkin. But what happens if you come over to me, Zayzo Git, my dvash is seeping out, pour out your wine and give me the barrel so I could save my dvash. No. I am not giving you my barrel to save your dvash, because then I won't have the mashkin. And a lot of mefarshim, the toich devrayim, if you look, a mashma that who had in that case where the baal ha'aveda is doing the saving and he's just borrowing your barrel to save it has the same halacha. But yes.
He's allowed to do it with
chatilah. Sorry?
The Baal
HaDvash
is allowed to spill the wine and
maybe... And there's no more mashkin, what's going to be? So, and you learn out the Kol HaTorah Kula, and it's going to be a problem. Grad, if you look, there's a different makil, a new chelek, chelek vav. It's not, for some reason, on Eitzach Chochma and all these programs, but in the new chelek, chelek vav, Simin Ein Ches, he has many, many oisies. And ois mem gimel, you look over there, it could be mashma like that as well. That the whole din is only when you're guaranteed that you're going to save. Okay, I'm running out of time. I want to go fighter. So you could say, oh, no problem. It's talking about when you're guaranteed, like, yo. The problem is the Nesivis himself closes that door too. That same Nesiv in Kuf Chav Ches says, Hua din, if there's a hagmoin who made false alilois against another yid, and he's been machayv him, face penalties, and if not, he's going to mamish, take away his house, who knows what he's going to do to him. You're mechuyv to step forward, pay off the hagmain in order to save the other yid. Why? Because it is halacha of the drash and yayin. Over there, you're not guaranteed payment. I'm paying off a hagmain not to take someone else's house. Where's my mashkin? And yet he said, doshteit and drash and yayin, you're mechuyv to do it. Passing like that, la halacha the nezivis. So it's not guaranteed. It's b'chola terakula. And yet it's l'chari in the face of the other nesivis. The other nesivis says, hey, if I'm not beduach, I don't got to do it. Yeah, hold it. It's a chil b'tina shavis aveda. Yeah, okay. I understand. I had that too, but it's already on the next dago. Sees of Hashem and everything. Even the Shem Esach of Eschai, and his lotion is that you're not, you're not mechuyv to do it. Not that if you don't do it, you're potter. He's lodging over there in Shin, where's it? Shin Gimel is much that you're not mechuyv to do it. Now it's going to go. No, you are mechuyv to do it. Atzah Shavu Zaveina. All right. Next halakha.
It's also not mechuyv to save someone's blessings.
The what?
It's not a mashkin. I can't do
it. Oh, good. And a chanami, right? It'll be items that you can't have. And a chanami, good child. Save someone's carbon. I hear. Fine. Let's you have to know. Mashkin, you don't have the money, but you have the leverage. You have to know what part of mashkin you need. Fine. Let me go to the next thing. Very important. Vichti, this here, here's where I wanted to come for. Hatzola. Chulila, someone's going on the Thakonis Nefashis call, and he's being mighty at size, and he's not successful. Mahadin. Does he get schar, and does he get at size?
When he isn't successful, he gets
into Avada. Why not? Avada, Framing, well, Posh, I mean, the Madach, by my mom, and the Ketzel Kachem says that by. So if you are successful, Avada, you're going to get paid. If you're not successful, what do you get?
What
is it? No, not Bifnei Abaylam. That what?
He still gets
chorin. But he won't get her tzais. The guy spent, he tried to manage bribe off the officials $1 million, unsuccessful. Finished, you have $1 million. Okay, fine. The mice is, if you look at the miri that we quoted before, it's of a chadash. I want to know what the halach is. This is very important because in the Pesach it's not mefurish. The miri we said before says.
It's not like he paid all the tzais directly to...
Okay, well, I'll show you in a second. Okay, the Miri says like this. The Miri says, by over there, when you're Kadim Bereim or Maklis, Miri says, you're not mechiv to be mighty mammon on the tzad sofik. Why? Because you might end up being mechiv the Bailam more than he's supposed to, and he's not mechiv to do that. Really, you're not mechiv to save. Memeil, since you're not mechiv to save, you have to get the gagal achayza. Since the Bailam are not mechiv, since the Bailam should not be vulnerable to such a risk, you're exposing him to such a risk, so therefore you're not authorized, you're not mechuyv to save, you shouldn't have saved, because you're exposing the Bailam to risk. Since you shouldn't have saved, then you're not going to get reimbursed for anything. That's like the Miri, right? It means the bottom line, why aren't you getting reimbursed? Because I wasn't authorized to do so. Why wasn't I authorized to do so? Because I'm not mechuyev, well, I can't be exposed to Bailam to a greater risk than he was supposed to have lechatchila. It's mevu in the Meiri that when I'm not mechuyev to do something, I don't get reimbursed. When I am mechuyev to do something, I do get reimbursed, even for the tzayis I paid for the reima of Amaklis. So it should come out like the Meiri that by sakonis nefashis, when I am mechuyev to spend money, even if I won't get reimbursed, I'm mechuyev to do whatever it takes to save the guy. It's a gemara, right? Pasuk. I got to do whatever it takes to save the guy. To come out that even if I don't save, I should be reimbursed my atzais. Because the only reason why Yishai Masach is not reimbursed as atzais is because he shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have been mitzi it. But by sakonis of hachshav that I should have been mitzi it, then avada I should get reimbursed. Okay, that's what should come out from the Meiri. And I have a Tshuvas HaRosh that says that l'chayah is the same thing. The Tshuvas HaRosh in Simen Pei Hey, it's brought down the Ramon Kuf Chesef Aleph, is talking about a case in Zagetas Chiyas Pelem, is that a guy spent money on a doctor in refuas and medicine ala chayla. And the halacha is that if the guy dies, you get paid reimbursed from the yisayman. The yisayman mechuyev to reimburse you for the toys you spent on the doctor and the refuas. Now, Pashas, the guy died, right? I mean, that's how you have yisayman. There's only one way to get yisayman, the guy dies. So he died, unless you're talking about he died many years later. But Pashas, he died now. Right, you spent the money, didn't work. Maybe he extended his life for a second, I can't tell you, but it didn't work. The guy died, and you're getting reimbursed from the assignment. Why in the world are you getting reimbursed from the assignment? You blew it. The guy died.
Was it a yard or a
pile?
That guy was a
yard? Was the guy a yard or a pile? I don't recall.
Well, if it's a pile,
then what?
Because it's not doing it.
Why? But again, he was not successful.
It
wasn't his to get it, even if he's not successful. No, that was the case of Rosh. It wasn't.
What do you mean? You have to be masna for regular schar. You have to be masna.
I mean, we're talking about hatzayis. I'm not talking about the regular schar. I'm talking about hatzayis. Not my schar. The hatzayis I pay for the doctor and the medicine.
Well, that's regular.
That's
schar. We're going to get to it. You'll see. Not like that.
That's regular.
Okay, fine. Okay, but Pashas, we'll get to it. Hold on. So we see Pashas in this Tshuvas HaRosh is that at least the tzayis that you're spending, you know, you bother by saying those are tzayis, you are going to get reimbursed when it's a sakana sanfashas, even if you're not successful. Now, you could say either we didn't takana, like we find other takanas for sakana sanfashas, because if not, no one's going to save. Or we could say it's we didn't yared b'shus, like the similar size here before in the case of Kachem, that since you yared b'shus, you have a chiv to be matzal, so yared b'shus atari, why do you deserve to get reimbursed for it says, even if it says a yes, Allah shvach? There's a chuvus chavat talas asharin in chesh mishat simchav dalet, that he's also, but he has a different cheshin because he holds that mekayim shlichus because he mechuyev to do it to become the shliach. I don't know, whatever it is, it's like sort of a similar type of a svara. But yes, you are going to get, you are entitled to get reimbursed for all the tzayis that you spend and you schar and everything, even if you're not successful. Isaiah Kumtoi is the chayyim from the Meiri in the Tshuvas HaRosh. However, there's a Tshuvas Marishdam in Yeridei Reish Dalid who has mamish a case. He spent money, haitzayis, you spent money to save the guy's life. Actually, I think his neshama. He went bishmat, he was kidnapped, or a gypsy, whatever, and you try to save him. But it's the same halach as saving a guy's life, it's a kosher cane. And he says over there that, heyois, you weren't successful, ein loy ela schari, you will not get the hitzayis you spent on trying to bribe the guy. Ein loy ela schari, like just like the Gemara over here, ein loy ela schari by Atalas Momin.
What was the story over there?
He spent money to try to buy him back, to bribe.
No.
He didn't lose his hand. Yeah. Here's the money. He says, like, the money that he went to bribe off those guys or to buy him out. Yeah. And now for Pekin, he holds that you're potter on those hitzayis. You see, hitzayis is not like a regular schar, but you will get the schar like the regular Shavuos moment, but you won't get these hitzayis because you're not entitled to hitzayis even by Sekonis Nefashis. The Meisen Lechay from the Nesiv is in Shin Gimel. I don't have the time, but over there, Nesiv is mashmash tickle like that as well. That even if you are mechuyev to do it, let's say it's a kind of archers, you will not get reimbursed. So it's going to come out, but at the end of the day, you have Lecharya Miri and the Tshuvas HaRosh hold that you are going to get reimbursed. And like the Majdam and Pashas and Nesivis, you can get out of Nesivis, but Pashas and Nesivis, you will not get reimbursed even by Sakonis Nefashis. Now let's take it to the next step. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a very good. Yeah. Okay. I've done the pasuk. He says one sorah. He says different sorah. My says a third sorah. Okay. Whatever. But I don't know. All right. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Nesiv Zakata, anyways, Shai Nishma now. All right. Anyway, now let me go to another Shaila, a third category. We have Atalas Momin, Atalas Nefashis. Now I'm going to talk about most of the Atala calls are not Atalas Nefashis. The Atalas Chayli, Chayli Sheimbay Sakana, even Chulila Atalas Eiver, which is not considered Sakonis Nefashis. What would be then if a person tries to say for these type of chayli shein bei sakon and he's not matzliach, loyd demiyir in the rush, will you be entitled to get your atzayis or not? In other words, this chiv that you have, al tzay shevayis or al asama damrecha, this chiv, you have a chiv that you have to kind of save no matter what, even going to lose money, just like by tzalos nevashes. Do you have this absolute chiv even by a chayli shein bei sakon? Well, no, a chayli shein bei sakon attack is not learned out of a shevayis or it's not l'zama damrecha, because no sakon nevashes, and it's only the regular argument din of hatzalos momen, maybe. And a mailer should come out, if it's only din of hatzalos momen, to the extent that you're not sure that you're going to save, then you're not mechuyav to be mitzi mamin. And even if you are sure that you're going to save, lo iti achiyaza, you're not mechuyav to be mitzi mamin, I'm not to be reimbursed. And loit, the svar I said before, loit to nesiv is, even if you are sure that you're going to get, you're going to save, and you are sure that he'll reimburse you, I mean, that he's promising to reimburse you, but if you don't have the mashkin in your hand, you're not mechuyav to do it. You're not mechuyav to do it. Right, so it should come out. Right, so it means even like the kezak kachim and the prish and the smah holds that normally you are mechuyev to do it. That's only maybe when you have a mashkin, you're guaranteed payment. But if you don't have bitachon and the tzivus calls it, I don't have that security, then I'm not mechuyev to do it. And if that's the case, it should come out. Very interesting. There are really three hagdaras. When it's sakonis nefashis, then I will get reimbursed even my etzayis, even if I'm not successful, like the mirin the rush. When it's atzolus mamin, only if it's an umdana, like the kezakachon, like the achiyaz, even then not, it's not like it's, but even like the kezakachon, it's only if it's an umdana, when it's not an umdana, I won't get my tzayis. And when it's only a sakon, it's only a chayli she'im by sakon, or even sakon is eva chulila, even in those cases, then even if it's an umdana, that al zikha save the guy, and at umdana al zikha get paid, so to speak, I mean, zikha gonna have to chayv to pay me, but kozman, I don't have the mashkin, I'm potter. Basically, I'm potter to go on a hatalakon. I don't have to, because I never have a mashkin, and I don't have to spend for the gas, whatever it is. Whatever I have to give up, I don't have to do it. It means it comes out three different dargis, and a hatzala from a chayli shein bei sakono is the most kuladik.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.